is ATS Mix.
What? Whoa, whoa, what am I hearing?
What is this?
From above, topsecret.com.
Oh, crap!
Featured interview.
Well, Dave, as you recall, we had a wonderful, absolutely invigorating experience with some moderators that we interviewed in our last episode. I'm sure that you haven't had enough ginkgo biloba yet, but I'm sure you remember that. Is that correct?
I actually went and tried to buy that, and I got rat poison by mistake, so I don't know. Yeah.
I know you have a trouble reading, but that's another thing altogether. We have another great episode here with some moderators that we invited to come join us, and we're going to bring them on here, and once again, allow our members at www.abovetopsecret.com to get an idea of what goes on behind the curtain of AboveTopSecret.com. And so let's welcome now our moderators, Chisler and the Libra. Hello, guys.
Oida.
And so that we don't get confused, Chisler, I'll have you just say a quick hello so everybody will get to know your voice. Hi, Chisler.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
There you go. And the Libra. Hi, Libra.
Oi there.
There you go.
And you know, I wasn't sure I was going to recognize Libra without his echo chamber on. Sorry, little radio humor there. Sorry,
there's nothing like a good little wetness behind one's vocals, and you did it well, by the way. In fact, a lot of members are probably going right now, what the hell are they talking about? Well, the Libra made this great podcast not too long ago, and one of the parts that I just simply loved was where he was interviewing the planet formerly, or the celestial body formerly known as Pluto. It was pure genius, Libra, and accolades. In fact, Dave, if you will with me, please, a little golf clap for the Libra.
Yeah. And we just gave you the clap, Libra.
Ouch. I'd like to thank my mama and Elvis.
There you go. Anyway, guys, we're glad that you guys had a chance to join us here. And I know that it's quite late there on the Eastern coast. And as I have trouble speaking, we'll try to continue on with the interview.
Really?
Dave, how do you want to do this? Do you want to start off, since I think maybe I did last time?
Yeah, we can do that. Or we can spin the GAF wheel. What do you think?
Oh, spin the GAF one.
You're right. Sorry. Okay. All right. I'm gonna start this thing. And I mean, really, you know, guys. I mean, you know, everybody has a different opinion about the things. And I mean, you know, you guys are the second group of moderators to respond to these questions. And it's going to be interesting to see what your guys' take is on this thing. And I guess I'm going to start with you, Libra, first. How did you first hear about Above Top Secret? Do you remember?
Why, through Google.com, of course. I was doing a search for shadow people and got directed to Below Top Secret, and I was actually there quite a while before I even realized there was an Above Top Secret, and I got there by accident.
You know what year that was?
2004.
How about you, Chisler?
It was actually September 11th of 05. I did a conspiracy search, and it took me to ATS, and within seconds I was registered and posting.
Okay, wow. And of course we're all going to be curious on this one. So, what was the subject thing that you were that you Googled that actually took you to AboveTopSecret.com? What was the subject matter? Do you recall that?
It was actually just pretty vague, just conspiracy for me.
Just conspiracies, okay.
Just conspiracies,
right?
Nothing in particular.
Hey, right. So, how long were you, Chisler, a member before you actually became a moderator?
I think a year and a half, give or take.
And how about you, Libra?
A little over 2.5 years, unless you count when I got my members only jacket, and then it was about 25 years.
Oh my God, I actually owned one of those. I remember those. Oh my God. And because okay. I'm so embarrassed, I'm going to ask the next question, Dave.
Well, let's continue on with that first question. Okay, how long was it that do you remember who contacted you? Was it by you, or who contacted you? Chisler, why don't you answer first? Who contacted you about being a moderator? Do you remember?
Springer actually sent out the initial U2U, I believe, and basically extended the invitation, and that was that. I think the Libra has a little bit of a different story to tell here, if he wants to take it away.
Oh, pray tell.
Chisler, I guess it's okay now if I actually say it, but yeah, Chisler accidentally kind of let me know before I found out because my name was left out of the U2U that was sent to all the people that were going to be invited to be mods that round. And Chisler was like, hey, you hadn't responded to the mod invite yet. And I was like, but what?
What?
So.
And I had to avoid the poor guy for a day or two while I'm sure he's just like, what the hell is going on?
Well, that's
all right. Well, all right. Yeah, so, okay. So that was a kind of a continuation of John's question. So now to mine. Okay. So since you've been moderator, and Libra, I'll start with you this time. Since you've been a moderator at AboveTopSecret.com, I mean, obviously, you've seen hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds, and you probably even go into the thousands of posts. And obviously, I mean, except for your fellow moderators, I mean, there's people that whatever particular forum that you guys are in charge of, I'm sure there's people there that do post after post after post that when you sit there and look at it, you know it's going to be a quality post. It's going to be a quality response. It's going to be an intelligent response. It's not going to be something like that you have to really pay a lot of attention to because you know, because you've observed them over a period of time, that they're really a first class. And I don't want you mentioning members' names, but you do have a favorite poster, I would assume, in your particular category, do you not?
Oh, absolutely. Whoops, was that to Chisler?
No. Well, it's either one. I mean, actually, I was addressing it to Libra, but Chisler can answer first.
I'm sorry. I thought you said my name. Go ahead, Libra.
No. That's okay.
Oh, you can go, man.
Okay. Yeah, I certainly have a handful of a few guys and gals that I tend to definitely check out their post and see what they had to say because odds are they're normally spot on with something. But I have a thing for the members that come in with a completely open mind. And they may come in, have an opinion, and within a few posts, they're sitting there saying, you know what, I was completely off the mark and completely pulled a 180 on their approach to the whatever right. The subject was. So it's Lieber, guys like that I tend to have a preference for.
Okay, Lieber, how about you, man?
Yeah, actually, there's a couple who are definitely favorites. The mod thing kind of threw me for a loop because actually some of them were my favorite posters.
But
there's absolutely some who aren't mods yet that I would fully expect someday will be.
All right. Well, I want to play the devil's advocate here, Dave. While I jump in,
do it.
Walk over.
Do it.
And this isn't necessarily along the same query, but kind of. You know, Dave was asking about if you guys have like a favorite poster or whatnot. My question is on the other side of the burning candle, which would be, all right, we know that you've got some that you'd like to pay attention to. Are there a few, and here again, don't mention any members' names, but perhaps you could give us an example of a particular thread that comes to mind. Are there some of those that maybe makes the hair on the back of your neck just stand up and you go, oh, my God. And the Libra will go with you first.
Get in trouble, couldn't you?
We mean other than Dave and Johnny, of course.
Yeah, other than us.
Well,
you know, I mean,
no.
I mean, us are always we're always gonna get the hair raised on the back of moderators' necks. But I mean, you know, somebody other than the ATS Mix guys.
That's right.
Yes, absolutely. And like I said, I'm not gonna name any names, but on just about every single global warming thread, there's a couple of guys who go in there and they derail the thread with the same. I'm not gonna, yeah. Just say if anyone can get my dander up, those two can.
And if you go to that thread and see posters that post all the time, maybe you might be able to narrow it down.
You'll always find them two in the same thread.
And how about you, Chisler?
For me, 9/11, I mean, that's a forum that at times you don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Oh, God, that's right.
Man, oh, man, it's at times it can be the same guys and girls fighting over the same thing day in, day out, and it can wear you thin.
Yeah, and I imagine going into the sixth year especially, I mean, I ranted about this in the very first show, you know, talking about how these idiots come in there thinking that they're going to sell everybody on the AboveTopSecret.com a bill of goods, and that because we may believe in aliens, we may believe in conspiracy theories, we may believe in this, that, you know, that we're gullible. You know, gullible is not in anybody's, especially any good member at AboveTopSecret.com's language, much less their own dictionary. And boy, the 9/11 thing, I guess, would be a really tough one to try to go in there and try to fool anybody in that thread whatsoever. Okay, let me ask you a question. Obviously, you know, there's ups and downs being a moderator. The first set of moderators, they obviously had some points that they made, and I want to hear y'all's take on it. And Libra, I'm going to start with you. What has been the best moment of being a moderator, and what has been the worst moment? And if it involves a member, whatever, please don't use a member name, but you can cite an instance. So give me your best moment first, and then your worst, and then Chisler, if you'd give me your two.
Well, it's really kind of all been one continuous moment since starting moderator, really. it's kind of like waking up and every day it's Monday. But I have to say, though, with utter honesty, the absolute best part of being a moderator is the level of friendships that I've developed with the fellow staff members. I mean, I consider everyone there pretty much my closest online friends now.
Right.
And your worst?
Now, what's your worst part?
Oh, it's the 9/11 forum, by far. There is so much drama over there all the time. It's not.
Please refer to question three, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Chizzer, how about you? What's your best part of being a moderator?
I'd have to agree with Libra on the best part for sure. And I guess it's one thing that, I guess, unless you're a moderator, you don't really come to understand, and it is the social aspect of being a staff member and everything that comes with Cosmic. A lot of discussion goes on behind the scenes here, and you really do create some close friendships here online.
So I want to do a quick sidebar here while we're on that thing. Excuse me, John. I know I'm interrupting you again, but you know that's what I do good. let's talk a little bit about Cosmic. We did. We opened up that Pandora's box, if you will, on the first interview. But you know, I'll tell you now. You know, here again, Johnny and I don't pretend to be a real live moderator. I mean, we moderate the ATS Mix site, Whoopi. They wouldn't give us. I asked Springer if I could have the keys to maybe another section. He let me have the Dave Rabbit section. I'm the moderator for Dave Rabbit section. Whoopee. But anyway, you know, I mean, there has got to be a real kinship amongst all the guys and gals. And just in the brief time that Johnny and I have been privileged to be able to access the moderator section in Cosmic, especially, you know, it's like you walk in there, it's like going into Cheers. Everybody knows your name. Everybody's friendly. I mean, you know, even when we started talking about doing this Meet the Moderator segments, I mean, I just about fell out of my chair 90% of the time, the way that the moderators, you know, just kind of jack with each other, you know. And the thing I really love about Cosmic, guys, and don't tell the members this, but you can use the F word and not have to put the little stars and asterisks there, because it's a Cosmic. You can cuss. I love it. It's my kind of place.
Nobody told me that.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry. Well, you didn't get the memo. But, of course, that you didn't get invited to be the moderator either. So. Oh,
well, the other thing that I think that is probably
the other thing that I think that's really cool about being able to go into Cosmic is that some of us that perhaps have some history with the moderators themselves were able to find out how forgiving and human people actually can be.
That's right.
Especially
go there.
When someone may have pointed a finger, sometime or another, maybe just once or twice, hundreds, and said, "You Nazis!"
I didn't ever say I'm not. You keep saying that. I never saw that in the trash bin. I saw a lot of my stuff in the trash bin. And I got to, hey, Chisler and Libra, I got to tell you, one of the first places I went once Skeptic and Springer told us that we were going to have mod powers, he says, well, you guys can go into these special areas now, you know. And the first place I went, I dove headfirst into the trash bin. And, of course, I had to go back like 15 or 20 pages. But I kept I started finding some of the Dave Rapsley. I said, "Oh, this is going to be good because I'm getting to see what." Because I had some, I didn't really have issues, but I mean, I had not a heated debate, but I kind of got pissy a little bit with one or two of the mods, and you know, of course, I was wrong, and I understand I was wrong, but at the time,
I find this so hard to believe.
Oh, will you shut up?
No way.
Go back to your country, California. Anyway, you know, but I dove in the trash bin, and I mean, it was really, you know, I got to say this, guys. I mean, I really do. And this is for all the moderators that ever had to deal with me before Springer said, let me handle Dave Rabbit. But, you know, even the things that were in the trash bin, the things I did, and I, and of course, just FYI for the members, you know, when things go there, I mean, the moderators, obviously, they communicate back and forth with each other, and they discuss, you know, reasons why things were trashed or whatever, and the moderators obviously all see the thing, and then they make their own comments. Well, I was expecting, honest to God truth, guys, I was expecting just a slam dunk of the Rabaroo, you know? And, I mean, without exception, I mean, it was just, you know, well, you know, Dave believes what he believes and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But there was none of this, you know, blank him or, you know, whatever or whatever or whatever. So, I mean, it really gave me a realization that, you know, I mean, it's a tough job to be a moderator, and you just have to stick by your TNC guidelines. And regardless of what you believe or don't believe, you just kind of, you're kind of guided by that, are you not?
Oh, absolutely.
No, that's about it. That's the end-all, be-all.
Yeah, the TAC is everything, man. We can't let personal feelings get in the way of our decisions. Otherwise, we're no better in any other forum out there.
Right, exactly. John?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that, you know, you guys probably already know how embarrassing it can be having a co-host like Dave. But I wanted to ask you guys if you possibly could recall what might be, since you guys have been moderators, what might have been the most embarrassing thing that you folks have experienced since becoming a moderator? And we'll start with you, Chisler. Anything embarrassing that's happened to you?
Most embarrassing? Well,
that maybe
I guess...
That you personally experienced.
Nothing on the public forum is really embarrassing, but once I was invited behind the curtain, I did feel slightly obligated to search for my own name in the Cosmic database just to see what might turn up.
And, see, I'm not the only one.
Okay.
Have you searched?
And how about you, the Libra?
Well, the most embarrassing thing had to be admitting when I had acted inappropriately within a thread publicly. And I really did. It was the Anna Nicole Smith thread. And I was so happy when she died because I thought I'd never have to hear about that slut in the news again, ever again. And I just wailed on her for a whole post, just jubilant, dancing about on her grave and singing hallelujah. And apparently that was inappropriate. And so I had to. I really had to apologize for that one and kind of suck that one up.
Golly.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, you know, trying to find the optimistic, positive thing of anything negative that happens, I have to admit, I think mainstream news kind of ran with that a little too long. I think I could have handled that in maybe just a little 5-minute blurb, and that would have been more than enough for my taste.
The sad thing is the vacuum was immediately filled by Beckett's wife.
Really?
Oh,
all right, I'm going to do a sidebar, John. I'm not going to go into all the little. Oh, of course I am. I'm not going to go into all the little things because they only show up for moderators. But John and I had a question the other day, guys, and I just want to ask, and I guess, Libra, I'll ask you just so we have some simplicity here instead of both of you talking at the same time. What is a troll?
A troll is basically someone who goes onto the site posting something incredibly inflammatory to get as many replies as they can, and then they basically just sit back and go, and watch. And all these people try and reply rationally, and then they'll usually string it along even further by putting an even more inflammatory response to it.
Ah, okay. So on the little moderator button, what does P troll mean? What's the P mean?
It dispatches an assassination team to neutralize the target.
Oh.
One of those for a long time.
Oh, yeah, listen. Hey, I've been trying to P-troll Johnny for a long time, but it ain't working.
That's no lie.
I guess you can't P-troll a moderator. But what does the P stand for? Seriously.
Is it political or is it post?
I think it's
post-troll? Political?
I think the P-troll is specific for the Above Politics Board.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
We didn't figure that out. Okay, another one. Now, this is for the edification of Dave and John. All right, I know what the X means, but does the X mean X post? Does that mean kill the post?
Yes.
Does an X thread kill the thread? X quote kill the quote? And then we already figured out what kill sig is. Kill avatar, we figured that out. What does one line mean?
When a member comes in and posts just something completely off topic and really serves no purpose, kind of like comments like that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I saw that on the site somewhere. So if you click with a one line, then it gives them a one line warning or something.
Yeah, just a little slap. I think it's a 20-point deduction
from their ATS points.
Yeah, most members feel that it's simply it's completely based on how many characters in the post, but it basically consists of whether or not it's on topic or contributes anything.
Wow. Now, see, that's an interesting thing because, I mean, most people would, if you hadn't said that just then, I would have assumed what their logic was. I would assume, if it's less than seven characters, that's considered not long enough. But that's interesting. Okay, now off the sidebar, what's the funniest thing, Chisler, that you can think of that you've ever experienced, either a post-wise or whatever, since you've been a moderator? Funniest.
Since becoming a moderator, the funniest, 9 out of 10 times it's going down in Cosmic, and it's just something from another staff member, whether it's a little personal story or just a little picture they've put up. We have some good laughs in there, as I'm sure you guys see. Well,
right.
On the boards, not a whole lot of laughing, because normally we're being deployed to deal with the crap.
Right, exactly. All right.
And the Libra?
Easy. The funniest post I can ever remember was one in the Aliens and UFO forum about a year ago called, "Wow, okay, Alien Pancakes." And the gist of the story is that these aliens had pulled up to a farmer's window to bum a pitcher of water. And he let them borrow a pitcher of water, and they rewarded him with a couple of alien pancakes, which he then saved for posterity.
Did that end up in the trash?
Well, apparently, they regularly started visiting this farmer after that point, always to bum some water, for the pancakes and giving him some return. Well, in response to this story, a poster by the name of Mr. Crypto Man replies, "Goddamn lazy aliens!" And that post still has me laughing a year later.
You know what? This is so funny because, I think I remember going to another website and reading about that account. It was the water, and in exchange for the water, they gave him these cardboard-like pancake substance. And he saved them.
That is so strange.
Golly, that is such a funny deal. Okay, all right. Now, John's gonna and I are both gonna ask you about this one. I'm gonna ask Chisler first. Chisler, obviously, I told you that Johnny and I, and of course all of us, have gone to the trash bins, obviously, to see what's in there, and there's some funny stuff. But what do you think, Chisler, was maybe, and here again, don't mention a member's name, although there's a lot of members with the same name that are in the trash bin that I've noticed. But can you remember, maybe what would be one of the best posts that you ever saw that because of the TNC, even though it was a great post or it was, funny or impactful to you, that you had to go ahead and trash it anyway?
I think the recent surge of racial talks that we've seen in the social issues forum over on Above Politics, there's a handful of members that can actually legitimately discuss the subject, and then there's everyone else who just come in and basically troll, as we've talked about. And there's a lot of good members that put a lot of effort into it, and their posts are continually being trashed because of these trolls that have us putting these threads in the express lane to the trash bin.
Labor, how about you?
Well, you want the long version or the short version?
Oh, hell, give us a long version.
Long
bro.
Version.
Okay. We had this thread called Libelous Aspersion in the rant section. and this poster, she was in a real bad place mentally, and I still feel very sorry for her. And she was posting her thoughts in this thread. And I tried to help out at some point, but it was obvious that it wasn't really going anywhere. She just kind of steamrolled through it and posted post after post, like 20 or 30 posts in a row between any responses. And finally, I had to ask her to please take it to a blog, because threads aren't blogs. You can't just keep replying to yourself over and over again. And I tried to be nice about it, but she pretty much said I was trying to censor her and kind of, you know, got very challenging and dared me to close the thread. So I closed it, and then she posted a post called Libelous Libra, which was basically a big old character assassination attempt where she went off and I was Satan incarnate and just misogynistic, woman-hating, Nazi, you name it, and I was it. And so I trashed it. I mean, I kind of had to, and I had to post banner at the same time. And that actually was just kind of the beginning of the drama, because then she proceeded to flood post people's profiles, their U2Us, and everything, and that ended up becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy on her part of being silenced, and she ended up getting site banned. It's still, though, I mean, it's funny, but in a way it was also very sad. I kind of hope right. She's in a better place now.
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah, you're talking about the same place that, what the hell, the big boob broad is, that you mentioned earlier. What was her name?
Oh, no.
You mean in the better place, like upstairs or downstairs? Or
Bellevue?
Or Bellevue.
Yeah, no, and I didn't mean like better place at the Jimmy Hoffa Cafe. I mean like better places in happy pills with little V's on them.
There you go. Which, of course, I guess we should throw the disclaimer in. We neither encourage nor condone.
That's right. That's the right. Use of inflated boobs to make your appearance look better.
Or illicit products. Hey, listen, on our last episode, we had mentioned, I had mentioned that one of the most embarrassing things that I had personally done as a moderator was my very first action as a moderator, which was completely destroy a thread that had the John Lear interview on it. And so, of course, you know, that of course made me feel exactly about as high as, well, whatever nanotechnology can be measured in. But I was just curious, what about you guys? Do you guys recall any action that you guys have done as a mod that you just went, oh my God, what did I just do? And Chisler, I'll start off with you first, sir.
The worst I think I did was when you go to quote a member's post and I guess respond to it as a member. And you hit the edit button, so then my post becomes their post, and I don't have it to put back, especially when the guy or gal put a ton of effort into it. It doesn't go over too well.
You have basically eliminated. You eliminated their topic?
Yeah, like there's the edit button that we have as staff member, where we can go in and edit the post out, I guess, whatever we need to, and then there's the quote right next to it that members see.
Right.
I meant to hit the quote so I could quote their post and respond to it. But I hit the edit button.
And you can't undo the edit button.
If I had have copied and pasted their post beforehand, I could have put it back, but I didn't think that far ahead.
Well, you know, this is interesting. This would be something that perhaps Bill, maybe we should suggest this to that fine gentleman known as Skeptic Overlord. We should mention him that there needs to be, like, on a computer, there needs to be a Control Z for undo. An undo button.
Especially for you and me, John. Christ, we're just, you know, it's not, I mean, I can't wait till we get to enough to where, you know, and this is my last sidebar, I promise you, but I meant
Well,
to
hang
ask
on, I got to find out from the Libra first what his...
Oh, did I thought you already talked to him.
No, we talked to Chisler.
Oh, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay.
Thanks for noticing me.
Sorry. That you didn't have the echo reverb on, so I forgot all about it.
How's this?
I like it. That's much better. You sound more normal.
Actually, Intrepid's kind of been a good mentor for me. He's pointed out the two biggest mistakes I've made so far, which is largely one and the same, is forgetting that we're a team sometimes and kind of going off all Han Solo. No, Lone Ranger. Sorry. The other part was having to take moderator action in a thread that I had already become involved in. That's a no-no, and I didn't know about that before.
Ah, in other words, you were personally involved in the thread, and then you tried to be a moderator of the thread that you were already participating in.
Right, and we're not supposed to do that.
Okay, which leads me to at least my final question. John may have another one, but my final question is, and we didn't get a chance to ask the first set of moderators, but correct me if I'm wrong, aren't you guys kind of assigned certain forum threads areas to govern? Otherwise, it would be a 24/7 job trying to moderate all of it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got 40 of them each, though.
Is it 40? I stopped counting at 30 something. So yeah, there's a lot to watch.
It can still be a 24/7 job.
Yeah,
but I guess what I'm saying, Lieber, let me ask you first. I mean, aren't you assigned to like a certain area? Because I mean, whenever you go to a thread or a forum or whatever, obviously it says this is moderated by, and you'll always see several names, and there's obviously always a super moderator that I guess is pretty much over a group or whatever. But I mean, what are your main threads that you have to moderate?
Oh God. Okay. Well, let's see.
This isn't a test. I mean, just, you know, name a couple of them, just out of curiosity.
Well, just going off the top of my head, there's the various news forums, survival, let's see, alternative theories, peak oil, political conspiracies, 9/11 conspiracies, Area 51, aircraft projects, space exploration, ancient and lost civilizations, politics of war, cryptozoology, mythological beasts, geopolitics, other global politics, slubfest, socialist, energy and science issues, food and cooking, rant, general entertainment, discussion, movies, literature, music, and a couple of others.
Yeah, you pulled it up.
I was just going to say, he had to fix the damn browser up.
Yeah. I was going to say, bull crap. That's what you were pausing so you could pull the site up. Okay, yeah. No, I understand that you're naming all the things. Hang on, Chisler, I'm coming right to you, but I'm going to nail Libra while he's exposed here. Now, come on. I mean, aren't there like three or four main ones that you're responsible for?
Well, I do believe we mentioned the 9/11 forum as a bit of a bugger to watch. Really, that's the single most volatile one that I have to watch the most often because there's the most number of controversial posts in there.
Right, okay.
The other ones, generally, I can kind of... I guess you could say as far as the scale that I have to watch, 9/11 is a 10 out of 10. Everything else is about a 7 and below.
Chisler, how about you?
Let's see. I guess the big three for me that are 10 out of 10, and you really got to go to your way to thank the amigos for these ones, would be 9/11, secret societies, and war on terrorism. Them three are running nonstop. Other ones, social issues and education and media are two that I got that are normally pretty good to moderate. They're never too hectic. Normally some good posts. Right. So you get a chance to a little bit of positive reinforcement there rather than constant censorship, I guess they like to call it.
All right, John, you got a last question, John?
Well, yeah, I had mentioned earlier, you know, that the Libra had created a fantastic podcast, and in this segment in his podcast, which, by the way, once again, excellent job, sir, he was interviewing the celestial body formerly known as Pluto. And the one thing I did not do was actually give some accolades to our good friend Chisler over here, who also has posted some wonderful subjects. One of the ones that just rings a bell and resounds through my head all the time is a great thread and post that you did called Pay It Forward. Or was it
Pay
It Forward?
Yeah, which we mentioned on the show. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful thread. My question is this. Now that you folks are both moderators, do you find it harder now to be able to possibly create threads, podcasts, and posts and really let your feelings out?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're moderation takes up probably the majority of the time on ATS, but I still try. I mean, I'm a member of the site because I love to post and read, so that still gets a pretty good priority there.
And you, Chisler?
Yeah, it's very, very tough. Like, we are a member first, moderator second, but it does take up a lot of time, and I do find some time, I guess, every now and then to stay a member and author some threads and make some posts, but other than that, we're stuck to reading, but we enjoy it. It's worth it.
Well, great. And speaking of enjoying, I got to say that I enjoyed interviewing you two guys in this episode of Meet the Moderators.
Amen.
And we really appreciate you guys taking the time out of your busy schedules to come here and let the members of AboveTopSecret.com know about what goes on back behind that curtain. And so I think we've all got to know you guys a little better and be able to associate a voice with the member's name, which is always good, and also kind of show that you guys are human, that you guys aren't really some robotic alien grays that are just working on some notorious agenda. There you go. Anyway, thanks again for showing up, and we appreciate you members taking a listen here. In the meantime, don't forget that we'll have another ATS Mix episode for you soon. Remember, I am Johnny Anonymous.
And I'm Dave Rabbit, and you guys stand by, and we want to talk to you off air, and we'll see you next time on the ATS Mix.
ATS Mix from AboveTopSecret.com is over.
You've been listening to the ATS Mix with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of ATS Mix, please contact Dave or Johnny at www.abovetopsecret.com. The views expressed on ATS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the Above Network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening. You may now reattach your tinfoil hat.